Lift your hand and praise God. Now, while you're praying, ask the Lord to let you be an accurate listener. Come on, lift your hand. Pray in the spirit about that a minute. You want to be an accurate listener this morning. Accurate listener. Come on, I can't hear you. Come on, pray, talk to the Lord about that. I'm not going to say amen until you pray. Pray in the spirit a few minutes. We need to be accurate. The subject what we're dealing with, we need to be real accurate on it. Hallelujah. Then I want you to pray for a few minutes that you go back home with all your answers. Go ahead and pray about that. Everything you need an answer on, that you're going back home with those answers. Every manifestation you need, you will receive it in this service this morning. Go ahead and pray about that. Everything that needs to be changed in your life will be changed by God's word this morning. Come on, pray about that a minute. Pray about that a minute. Glory to God. Now, Father, we have prayed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence in this service this morning. Thank you, every person, the testimony that have been given, the song that have been sung, and the word will go forth and bless the body of Christ, not only here in Darrow, but around the world, that men and women are listening this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on, clap. And you may be seated. You may be seated. Unfolding the mysteries of the manifold wisdom of God. Unfolding the mysteries. Now, mysteries is plural. Mysteries are hidden divine secret that only the Holy Ghost can reveal to us. And this morning we want to deal with unfolding the mysteries of the manifold. That word manifold is something multifaceted. It's more than one aspect of God's divine ability that he has given to us through his wisdom. When you are jammed and don't know what to do, when you need to make a decision, there's a spirit of God called a spirit of wisdom that will enlighten you beyond what you're dealing with. Will give you divine insight academically, intellectually, naturally, sensically, you could not conceive. But there's a wisdom, God give us wisdom to deal with every affair of life, whether it's in our spirit, soul, or body, family, whatever it is, God have blessed us with this divine gift of wisdom. We'll find out in a moment that this wisdom is the releaser, listen very carefully, of the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's the only way. There's some things that you cannot search out without wisdom. There's some things that God wants you to have that without wisdom you can't even touch them. You can't even understand them. You don't even know they're there. They're unsearchable, but wisdom can search them. See, wisdom, God's wisdom in you is designed to search the unsearchable. In other words, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them. But then in 2 Corinthians 2:9, 2:10, it said, but the Spirit searches the deep things of God. This wisdom will take you into places that you cannot go. I was thinking about so many texts come up. I'm studying this wisdom, and it's so broad. But let me see a few things why you need to listen to me this morning. Deception. Counterfeits. Substitutes. Familiar spirits. Con games. Assumption. Psychology. Philosophy cannot take the place of wisdom. Now, wisdom, listen, we'll turn to a text in a minute. Wisdom consists of revelation, enlightenment, and illumination. Illumination, I'll talk to you about it later on, is stronger than revelation. It's stronger than enlightenment. There's an illuminating factor. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. Okay? Wisdom is prophetic. It knows everything that's going on. God is not the great white hope. God is the great light hope. Amen. Now, the reason I have to preach it, the evangelical world, a large percentage, has leaned on politics. Yep. And they're pushing political value more than preaching the gospel. Wow. And they turn their back somewhat on the truth to try to bring forth what they want to bring forth. So, we need to have the wisdom of God to deal with it, all right? All right. There's so many. Let's see. In Matthew 13, look there a minute. I want to show you some more about Jesus, how Jesus operated, how he expects for us to operate in the wisdom of God. Matthew 13. It'll be amazing what the Lord's going to show us this morning. Amen. In Matthew 13, verse 54, and when he was coming to his own country, Jesus, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were what? And said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Now, in order to do the works of God, you have to know the wisdom of God. Amen. But here Jesus ministering and manifesting the divine insight of God. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Mark 6, 2. May the Lord place upon you ever-increasing wisdom. May more wisdom come to you every day, every hour, to know how to deal with the things that are coming up. Divine insight. Seeing things that the average man will never see. In the spirit, we're supposed to be seeing that, you know. Then Mark chapter 6, verse 2, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in their synagogue, and many hearing him were what? Saying, from whence had this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought of by his hand. Now you see, both times, right behind wisdom came his work. So when he said, the works that I do, John 14:12, you shall do also, and greater work than these shall you do. because I go to my Father, it's not going to be able to be carried out without wisdom. Amen. You've got to have the divine insight from God. Write these notes down. Winning wisdom. This is a wisdom that will cause you to win. Wisdom is the activator of the glory of God. So here's what the Spirit told me to say to you. Don't let the gloom and doom of the world shut down the glory in your life. Don't let the gloom and doom of the world shut down the glory in your life by not yielding to the wisdom of God. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. Not yielding to the wisdom of God, where his glory will become brighter and brighter. In other words, when things in this system become darker and darker, those of us who know how to walk in the wisdom of God, everything gonna get brighter and brighter. Everything you see going on right now is on schedule. Every evil thing, every don't be surprised about nothing. See, God's wisdom will cause God's glory to rest on you. Now, when you think about God's glory, it's a divine light that causes you to stand out. Not only a light causes you to stand out, but it's a light that shows you places you could not get to. Normally. Other people be baffled, but you be walking in a light they can't see. You will never be jammed. You will never be left out. You will never be blocked. You will never be trapped because you have divine working on the inside of you. Are you following me? Everybody say divine light. Wisdom is a divine light from God that will expose the enemy as well as enable you to walk into your inheritance. Notice what it said in Isaiah 61 here. 60, chapter 60, verse 1. Arise. Shine. See, wisdom will make you shine. In my days, I've gone, I've traveled extensively. And every now and then, I've found an excellent shoeshine stand. A man who knew what he was doing. And you sit up there and you put your foot on those little props where you got there. And this guy, that he don't know what he's doing, he popped that rag a few times. And then he put a little water on your shoe. And all of a sudden, your shoes are a new pair of shoes. Well, wisdom is about to shine you this morning. That your life will look like a new pair of shoes. This is what wisdom is supposed to do. It's supposed to bring a glow on the inside of your glory in your life. Are you following me? Huh? The gloom and the doom and the thing that Satan tried to place on you to stop your life shouldn't work. Because there's something inside greater than what he's trying to do. Watch what this scripture says. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now watch what he said in the second verse. Watch what he said in the second verse. This is what's happening now. But you in the first verse. Don't live in the second verse. And if you don't let the wisdom of God minister to you, you're going to live in that second verse just like everybody else. For behold, what? Darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, you see it? Gross darkness who? The people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory, not gloom, his glory shall be seen upon thee. And then they say the Gentile will come to your light, and maybe we'll read some of that in days to come. Wisdom is the releaser of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Well, let's go to the text. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. Let's lay that out before I go any further. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Amen?
Amen.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
You see, we need this message for this hour.
Yep.
Any of y'all watch the news? Any? Lord, have mercy. Jesus. To watch the news, you need three people holding your hand, all of them praying in tongues. Notice there in Ephesians chapter 3, we're dealing with mysteries here, but let's look at the 8th verse. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentile, what? Underline that. This is where wisdom takes you. The unsearchable riches of Christ. In other words, naturally, normally, mentally, the unsearchable riches of Christ, you won't even see when it comes. But by the wisdom of God, it'll take you right into it. All right?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what it says in his next verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now, here we go. Verse 10.
Yes, sir.
To the intent that now unto both good and bad principality.
Yep.
All right, I want you to understand that. So to the intent that now unto the principality and power in heavenly places might be known by the church. What? Known by the church what? What manifold mean? Huh? Multifaceted. East, west, north, south. Up, down, left, and right. Nothing escape it. The manifold wisdom of God. Say the manifold wisdom of God. And so it want to be, when you read that 10th verse, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers on both sides. That's the evil principality and power, and that's the holy principality and power. This wisdom need to be manifested. And then you look at the 12th verse, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we are presently in the move of God that is targeted at removing shame, blemishes, reproaches, and failure from the church.
Yes,
this wisdom will do that. Get set for news from heaven.
Yes,
at this hour. How many of y'all want to hear some news from heaven?
Yes,
you are set to drink of the waters of his pleasures. Out of your belly shall flow living waters or rivers of wisdom. You wouldn't know how to answer everything and everybody. They will begin to say the same thing about you that they said about Jesus. How that woman know all that? How that man know all that? Those rivers of living wisdom begin to flow out of your spirit. You're going to need those rivers at this time. At this time, you're going to need to know more than they know. I'm preparing you for the last day. Get ready, I tell you, for news from heaven at this hour. God is doing a new thing that shall eradicate shame from his people. There shall be no more spot of rancor or any such thing in your life anymore. God's going to help you out of it. What I say? What I say? Proverbs chapter 8. God is bringing his people into the glorious realm of his wisdom. Into the glorious realm of his wisdom. Yeah, I just can't excite you now. I got to get you right. I say, I just can't excite you now. I got to get you right. Excitement is not going to work at this hour. You're going to need to know something. Hallelujah. You know, you can't tell the devil I'm excited. You say, I'm excited too, but whipping I'm about to put on you. All right, Proverbs. I got to find it. Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 11. You see what that voice said?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You can have your rubies around your neck, but if you ain't got no wisdom, you're going to get hung with them rubies. Look, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be. Wait a minute. You read that voice. Look at that voice. It says all the things that to be desired. I mean everything. It's not to be compared with it. Your house, your car. Your job, your money, nothing to be compared with wisdom. Divine insight from God is better than anything you could have in your life. Can I get a loud amen on that? When you get in a tight spot, don't know what to do, turn to James chapter 1. You don't know what to do. Anybody ever been there? No, I want to answer here. Anybody ever been there? No, I want to answer. Y'all ain't lift your hand. If you've been in this world for over 15 minutes and haven't been in a tight spot, you're in trouble. There in James now, it come alive to us how proper and how powerful wisdom really is when nothing else works. Nobody have an answer. Nobody can help you. You don't. You go to all the worldly institution who are supposed to be smart. But this thing got you jammed up and you can't get out. That's why I'm teaching you this. Look in James chapter 1. I don't know if you've ever been here. I've been here many times. Many times. But thank God I know the truth. Hallelujah. If this don't help you, I don't know what can. Because this telling you your back is against the wall. And then one thing I couldn't understand about these voices. He talk about the jam. He talk about trial or test you in. Then he said, count it all joy. Yeah. What? You see, when you're locked in the normal understanding, voices like these are unreadable. I know I read this scripture many times. I said, what do you mean count it all joy? And tell me about trouble, then he tell me count it all joy. But he was moving me from one realm to another realm. Now look, children, you're going to have to know how to go to the next realm. In these days, you're not going to be able to come up with them little pet scriptures. You better know what you're talking about. Watch what it says here in James. I love it. Chapter 1, James. A servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Now look at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. What? Now if you don't have wisdom, you'll never get to the next verse. Wisdom and faith, when you will never get to the next verse. He says, knowing this, yes, sir. Knowing what? That the trying of your faith worketh patience. I lack the word. Now, let me give you a word. You came here this morning. Let me give you a word. Everything that is against you is just trying. Now, you have to be wise enough not to agree with it if it is against you. But know this, because the Spirit of God lives in you, whatever it is that's trying to take you down or take you out is just trying. To give you something going to help you the rest of your life. Anything that does not cooperate with your redemptive package, reject it. Any report that does not agree with the report of the Lord, I want you to say, I reject this. When you do that, hold your finger in James. Then you're in Isaiah 53:1. Yes, then God arm will come to your rescue. Yes, who reports you gonna believe? And when you believe the Lord report, what is he saying? The arm of the Lord is revealed. Not the finger, the arm of the Lord is revealed. See, every report you're dealing with right now, I don't care if it's physically, I don't care if it's mentally, I don't care if it's financially, I don't care if it's in the family, I don't care what it is, on your job, I don't care what it is. If it's not agreeing with the report of the Lord, I want you to say, I reject it in Jesus' name. Any doctor report that is not with your body says, I reject it in Jesus' name. I reject high blood pressure. I reject diabetes. I reject rheumatism. I reject anything. I reject heart failure. I reject it. That's not a good report, is it? Yeah. Whatever you reject on earth, God rejected in heaven. I know the Bible says resist, but I'm talking reject it. I don't believe that. I'm not accepting that. Go back to James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patient. But let patience have a what?
Perfect.
That you may be what?
Perfect.
An entire what?
Wanting
nothing. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Then here's a shift in now.
Yes, sir.
Most Christians don't know how to shift. After you get to praying in tongue,
yes, sir.
After you have praised him,
yes,
and glorified him,
yes,
after you have meditated the scripture,
yes,
and nothing seemed like it's happening, go to the verse 5.
Yes.
Then if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That wisdom will be a powerful thing, huh?
Yes.
That giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But watch verse 6 now. But let him ask what?
In faith.
In faith. Notice with me for a few more minutes. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I said glory to God.
Glory to God.
The manifold wisdom of God. You got to operate in it. God's wisdom is also a hidden wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a hidden wisdom. In other words, it's not sitting on the surface. It has to. You have to have the Holy Spirit to help you that it be revealed to you. Can you hear me over there? That it be revealed to you. See, you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. God is a spirit. Not only they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, but they that walk with him must walk with him in spirit and truth. They that talk with him must talk with him in spirit and truth. They that hear from him must hear from him in spirit and truth. He's not a flesh God. God is a spirit.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you have to have faith to walk with God.
Yes.
You have to believe that he is.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder,
yes,
of them that didn't seek him. But notice here now, in 1 Corinthians 2:7. It's hidden. See, the wisdom of the cross was hidden. Had they known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know who he was. But just because they didn't know who he was, it don't mean we shouldn't know who he is. And so here in that scripture it says, what none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Go to the next verse. But as it's written, eyes have not seen, that's not the voice I want. James 2, 1 Corinthians 2, all right. I might foam around a little bit this morning. That's all right. John and Kirk already preached. John gets so excited, he goes so fast. Slow down, John, gone, man. I had a book, I said, what he said? The verse I'm looking for, I want to show you. Yeah, 2:6. 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, them that are complete, them that are matured. Yet not the wisdom of this world. Now you remember we talked about the wisdom of this world, right? In James 3, it gives us four kinds of wisdom. Some people say it's three kinds, but I say it this way. It's earthly wisdom. And when it says sensical wisdom, I say flesh wisdom. And then you got devilish wisdom, which is demonical wisdom. And then you have the wisdom of God. That's in James 3. You look at it at the end of James 3. But here, he's speaking to us. Hallelujah. In verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. But what? In a what? In a mystery. Look what it said next. Even what? So it means it's not on the surface, right? That's why I'll be teaching it to you throughout this year. Was God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, let's pause here in these two verses here. It seemed to me like we're going to miss out on something if we don't understand the importance of wisdom. It seemed to me that some places you cannot go in the things of God without wisdom. Huh? It seemed to me that if you're not trained properly in wisdom, there's a whole lot of spiritual traffic you would never walk in. Notice what he says here. Verse 6 again. How be we speak wisdom among them that are what? What another word for that? Oh. So that means no Christian rookie gonna walk in this kind of wisdom. Even though you're a child of God, but if you have not been properly trained, when this wisdom is manifesting, it's beyond your comprehension. How many see that? See? So it's so important. Our word today, this system is getting ready for Jesus to come back. You read the Bible, earthquake, killing, love of pleasure than more than love of God. All kind of sexual scandals are coming out on people holding high office now. All that's coming in the opening now because Jesus said things are getting worse and worse, but for the church, things are getting better and better. But we have to be operating in the wisdom of God. A lot of people are going to have heart attacks. People are going to go insane. They can't handle it because they don't have the glue to keep them together. But we got the glue. The glue is the wisdom of God. Why do you think God got us at this time teaching us wisdom and how to walk in his wisdom? Because it's the only thing going to be able to survive in the traffic of evil that is going on now. Fret not yourself because of the evildoer. They'll soon be cut off. But this wisdom, this divine insight, this divine wisdom supersede knowledge. It supersede understanding. It make understanding understandable. This is a God kind of wisdom. This is insight what the average man would never see. God always wanted his church to walk in his glory. Being able to see everything's still all right. All hell done broke out. But because of who you are and because of your connection with God, you could, a man could talk to his family and say, everything going to be all right. So no matter what you're going through today, the Lord has come to your house. And he wants you to know how valuable you are to him. How much he loves you. And that's why he gave the cross of Jesus Christ was the wisdom of God. It was God getting us out, and the devil didn't know he was getting us out. That's how the wisdom of God was. The wisdom of God looked weak to a man who can't see in it. The wisdom of God will look to a man or woman who's not walking with God. They'll look like you weak, like you can't handle it. No, I just decided not to argue with you. And Satan had no business on my shoulder. Satan had no business on my back. Because the Lord already told me where he's supposed to be. Behold, I give you power to tread. I know where you're supposed to be. So get on back down there where you're supposed to be, under my feet. See, but when you wear the garment of wisdom, you wear the garment of glory. You are victorious whether you know it or not. I'm talking to everybody in here. You are a winner whether you know it or not. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, where we can find what? Mercy. And what else? The help in time of need. That's wisdom. In other words, anywhere you are, anytime somebody try to jam you, you have a throne you can go to. You don't have to get back to the house. You don't have to get whatever. You can go in the outhouse. I want you to slap three people's hand and tell them I got divine connection. That's the man thing for you to know. I have divine connection. I can't hear you. Whether you know it or not, if you're a child of God, you got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is declared that this wisdom is from above. It's not, you can't find it nowhere else. Turn to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. This wisdom is from above. Say that. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. I said, I'm talking to you. Yes. I don't care what you're dealing with. Yes. Wisdom is bigger than that. Yes. I don't care who you're dealing with. Yes. Wisdom is bigger than that. Yes. I don't care who think they got you down. Yes. Wisdom is bigger than that. I declare victory in every life under the sound of my voice. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Now I changed my mind. I want to show you another scripture. I may close with this one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. I was studying and the Lord revealed something to me in that verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. I was dealing with this wisdom thing, and God said, I want you to see this. I said, all right. Now, notice what it says. But of him are you in Christ Jesus. How many with me now? Yes, 1 Corinthians 1:30. How many with me in that scripture? Yes, but of him are you in Christ. How many of y'all are in Christ Jesus?
Yes,
now, I want you to notice here the important position of wisdom. Wisdom is so important that your righteousness can't function without it.
That's right. That's right.
Come on,
Pastor. All right.
Wisdom is so important. Your sanctification.
Come on, Pastor.
You can't even be set apart without it. Wisdom is so important that you cannot even understand the blood.
Jesus.
Understand your redemption without it.
Come on.
You see how God got it lined up there?
Yes,
but unto him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you first. What?
Wisdom.
What's first?
Wisdom.
Divine insight.
Yes, sir.
The higher way.
Jesus. This is good.
Higher thoughts. And righteousness. In other words, when you get the righteousness, you better have some wisdom. See, wisdom bring forth,
hallelujah,
your right standing with God. Because you have some flaws in your life, Satan might try to tell you, oh, now look at you, will condemn you now, because you made a mistake. No, I said, no. I'm not good because of me. I'm not what I am because of who I am. I'm what I am because of who he is. See, righteousness is a supernatural force that God placed in us to rule and reign in life. But you got to have wisdom to activate your righteousness properly. All right? Now, you said, you confessed that I'm set apart to God. I'm going to live a holy, sanctified life. Boom, you make a mistake. The enemy say now. The enemy come and tell you, you're not, no, ever be nothing, no more. But wisdom will tell you, there's a bomb in Gilead. If thou confess thy sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to do what? We all need that. Y'all just don't want to say hallelujah. We all need 1 John 1, 9. Who in here the enemy trying to condemn? I want you to get up, get that off your back. Go ahead on right now and confess that thing. Get it off your back and get back right with God. There's no condemnation. Romans 8, 1. To them who in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So if you made a step in the flesh, all you got to do is make your mind that the wrong way and get back walking in the spirit. Then the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. You can't serve him condemned. See, wisdom clear up the highway of righteousness. Wisdom clear up the highway of sanctification. Yeah, I belong to God. Mistakes and all. Talk to me here. Yeah, I belong to God. God still loves me. I didn't answer that question right the other day. But God still loves me. Then wisdom keep you up. I'm trying to find a way to say it. Keep you breathing the blood. Every breath you take is a blood breath. Because wisdom, wisdom keep unfolding the benefits of the cross to me. Wisdom keep unfolding the benefit of the resurrection to me. Then wisdom tell me you seated with him in heavenly places. What? I'm seated with him now. I don't have to go to heaven. I'm seated with him now. Wisdom exposed that to me. I want you to shout because God is your Savior. I want you to shout because no sickness, disease, or problem gonna hold you down. Shout. I want you to shout because he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Arise and shine. For his light have come upon thee. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom. Now your righteousness and your sanctification and your redemption will come to the top. Lord, give me wisdom about my righteousness. Lord, give me wisdom about my sanctification. Lord, give me wisdom about my redemption. And you'll have things start rising in your spirit. You'll start knocking things out your life that shouldn't be in your life. Getting them hitchhikers out of your life. I'm a child of the living God. In him, I live, I move, and I have my being. You know, actually, there's nothing wrong with you. Actually, you're all right. I said, nothing wrong with you. Because if something's wrong with you, something got to be wrong with Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. What does the scripture say? You have overcome them, little children. Why? How many, who I'm talking up in here? Who I'm talking to? You know the greater one living in you? Wisdom depicts that there's nobody greater than the one that's living in you. No problem greater. No adversary greater. Let me find a clothing place here. This wisdom is from above. John 8:23, James 3:17. Manifold wisdom will maximize your life into uncommon progress. Write that down. Manifold wisdom will maximize your life into uncommon progress, that the glory of God may be revealed to the world. You will become a kingdom star. Full of wisdom, increasing wisdom, manifold wisdom, and hidden wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Give me a few minutes. The fear of the Lord, which is the spirit of holiness, is the beginning of this uncommon life of wisdom. From this day forward, every person under the sound of my voice will live an uncommon life. Do you receive that?
Yes.
Let me hear you say a loud amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody next to you, from this day forward, I live an uncommon life. By wisdom. May the uncommon wisdom of God manifest all of the divine plans He has for you. And connect to you the keys of favor you need. Notice in Luke 2:52, wisdom connects favor keys to you. You heard that? Wisdom connects favor keys to you. You see yourself walking around with a ring of favor keys? Whenever you need favor, it unlocks that. That's what wisdom can't flow without favor. Favor follow wisdom. Look at that. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. Oh, my God. Now, oh, my. Oh, my. Sometimes you need favor from a man. But it's actually from God. God make him give you favor. See, when he said in favor with God and man, that's just God. See, the man involved, but God make him give you favor. I, over and over again, I know I went places God made people give me favor. It had to be God. I've been in line. I've seen him turn people around and say, no, you can't go in there. So I stayed in the line. I got there. He said, well, go ahead. I see you everywhere you go having favor. Y'all ain't shouting loud enough, y'all. As I teach you about wisdom, favor is wrapping his arm around you. Look in Psalm 5:12 if you don't believe me. Look in Psalm 5:12 if you don't believe me. Psalm 5:12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, would I compass him as with a shield. You know what that means? Tell three people I'm wrapped with favor. Then shout out loud. Tell somebody favor looking for me. Everywhere I go, favor looking for me. I'd have favor in the morning. Favor at noontime. Favor at night. I'm about to live a life of favor. Because the wisdom of God stir up favor in my life. Everywhere I had trouble, I'm going to have favor from now on. I have a favor anointing on me. I have a wisdom anointing on me. I'll never be the same. I got blessed today. Shout out loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you astounding your family, your friends, and the whole world. Walking in the wonders of the manifold wisdom of God on a daily basis. Shocking results are knocking at your door. Wants the magnifying power of wisdom, enter in all accounts that against you will be closed. I knew you didn't hear what I said. Wait a minute. I came unglued when God told me this, to bring this to you. Shocking results are knocking at your door. Once the magnifying power of wisdom enter, in all accounts that are against you will be closed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wisdom this morning shut all your enemies down. Everything that's been working against your life from you having success is shut down by wisdom. My question is now, say some of y'all looking at me like that, my question, can God do it? Did he shut the lion's mouth? Did the lion bite Daniel?
No.
So if our God can shut the vicious mouth of the lion, that little thing you're dealing with, he can shut it down for you. How would you shout if everything was against you, shut down this morning? How would you praise the Lord? Watch this. I want you to really shout. I want you to really shout. All sickness is shut down in your life today. You got to have faith, you understand? Huh? All lack shut down in your life today. Listen from here. You will never live from paycheck to paycheck or nothing. Shout. Believe it. Receive that. Receive that. Receive that. Now you're really going to shout now. You will never run out again. Of nothing. Of nothing.